I'm Jonathan Price. This is one of the big stories across the country right now. London Police Services held a press conference yesterday to confirm that sexual assault charges have been laid against five hockey players who were members of Team Canada at the 2018 World Junior Tournament. Now, police say they found sufficient grounds to lay these charges due to what they are saying is substantial paper and audio evidence. The alleged assault is said to have taken place following a Hockey Canada gala in June of 2018, involving one victim and several individuals who are alleged to have carried out the assault. Now, the investigation was reopened in July 2022. The allegations haven't been proven in court. The lawyers for the players say their clients are going to plead not guilty to these charges. Most of these players have been playing in the NHL. They're now on leave from their teams. We have to let the legal process play out here. It's apparently going to take a long time. This is obviously a case that's been years in the making. You can read more through the news tab of our website. And you know, there are a lot of these stories in hockey on all levels, whether it's players, coaches, trainers. And more often than not, we don't hear about it until years after the fact because it's hard for victims to come forward. And so many people turn a blind eye, especially in hockey culture. Proof is in the headlines over the years. But here is something to take away from all of this, though. Young athletes and those who help guide them through sport have got the opportunity to help change the culture, to help do better. It's not just hijinks or sowing wild oats. It's destructive behavior. At the ground level, the kinds of things that we can reinforce are respect for each other as human beings, respect for the team you represent, making good choices, and holding those around you accountable to do the same. One of the things they say in youth sport all the time is it's about teaching life skills. This is a chance to really mean it, help create not just better athletes, but better people. How awesome is it to think about a day when we don't read headlines like we're reading about these hockey players? It'll start with the next generation, which can be found in the ice rinks, in the courts, in the fields, in our own communities. I know we can do better. Isn't that something important and exciting to strive for? What life lessons are you trying to share with the youth in your life? Use our talk and text line to reach out to us now. Love to hear from you.